You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. If you listen to us regularly, you might recall our interview with Ahmed, who was a Syrian man who fled Aleppo, now lives in the UK. He told us how a family in Surrey took him in after he was granted asylum here. Well, we've been back to him. In fact, our reporter, Seema Kotecha, has been back to him and indeed to the whole family to see how they're getting on.
Twenty-six-year-old Ahmed escaped from Aleppo in 2013. While there, he lived in a conservative community where music was banned. Now in a large house in Epsom in Surrey, he plays the piano for the first time.
We used to call it in the Middle East as the language of the world, you know, so hopefully that we'll have music one day instead of politicians and bombs and... Honestly.
Well, I just got a call from a lady who works at the World Cup, and she told me maybe we got a job for you as a health advisor.
But is that here in Epsom?
Could be either in Epsom or Dorking.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, great.
Yeah, so.
Married couple Nina Kay and Timothy Nathan took Ahmed in after he arrived in the UK last year. He smuggled his way into the country on the back of a lorry and was recently granted asylum.
Our children had fairly recently left home, and we were living in this family house and thinking, should we downsize or, you know, and then it occurred to us, of course, we could offer to house a refugee.
So just to clarify, Ahmed is paying his way, is he, or is this completely paid for by yourself?
No, Ahmed's not paying anything. Ahmed's a guest in our house. You know, we're happy for him to stay here as long as he needs to while he gets his life sorted out.
The government has promised to take in 20,000 Syrians over the next 5 years from camps on the borders of Syria, but thousands like Ahmed chose to risk their lives to get to Europe because they were so desperate to flee the violence. Almost 5,000 Syrian asylum seekers have been allowed to stay here since 2011. Ahmed was referred to this family through friends.
When Ahmed first arrived, we were both apprehensive. You know, he didn't know anything about us, we didn't know anything about him. But really, within 24 hours, he had become a friend.
There might be some people saying, well, is it not a bit naive to let somebody from Syria who you hardly know come and stay in your home?
Naive? No. I mean, we're both adults and we can take a view on this. You know, he's a person like we are and he needs help.
We have people in this country who need help. Why help somebody from Syria and not help people on your doorstep? Some might argue.
There are plenty of benefits and so on available to other people. We just felt that the people we needed to help were the refugees and asylum seekers.
The couple say they're aware of hundreds of families across the country who also want to accommodate Syrian refugees, especially young people. According to UNICEF, more than a third of migrants making the sea crossing to Greece from Turkey are now children.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry I'm sounding like your mother, but it's going to get very cold and you're going to need a coat.
I do miss home. I mean, everyone does miss home. And still, like, if I'm living in this house in Epsom, you know, I'm physically here, but in my heart, in my soul, I'm still in Aleppo.
So far, life here has been good, he says, apart from the food, which he describes as challenging. He says the cuisine at Christmas time was interesting, to say the least.
At first, so this Christmas pudding was just, you know, fire. And how could you eat fire? I mean, I don't know.
You were really shocked by the Christmas pudding.
I mean, not shocked, but I was just amazed how people could eat such a thing, you know.
You're not a fan.
Well, maybe in the near future, because a lot of people are trying to push me to be a fan, so, yeah.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.